From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Anchors Away, Dan Rather, CBS, and the future of network news. First, the lead. In Lebanon, Syria will withdraw its 14,000 occupation troops to the eastern region of Lebanon, nearer the Syrian border. But Syria says it's not quitting Lebanon entirely. This announcement comes after a meeting today in Damascus between Syrian President Bashar Assad and Lebanese President Emil Lahoud. NPR's Ivan Watson has been following the story. He joins us now from Beirut, Lebanon. Ivan, you were up in the hills today looking at this deployment of Syrian troops. How does it look?
Well, Alex, the Syrian bases start not even 20 miles from Beirut in the mountains ringing this city. I did see several Syrian army trucks loaded up with gear, slowly climbing the hills, heading east from that area. They looked like they were moving on to another area. Many of these trucks were breaking down along the way. But I also saw many troops remaining in their positions, and in one case, some Syrian soldiers ran out into the road and pointed their guns at my vehicle when a fellow journalist in the car was taking pictures of their base. It does not appear that they are going to go anywhere anytime soon, and in fact, a Lebanese policeman posted next to one of these bases, he said he didn't think these guys were leaving, though he would like them to go, this man said.
The White House has already responded to this announcement coming out of Damascus with a kind of a stern pronouncement that this is a half measure. It's not what the U.S. and France and Russia and others have been calling for, a full retreat of Syrians from Lebanon. It sounds as though you're saying you don't even see any evidence that they're moving out.
Well, the Syrians have been practicing these redeployments over the past 5 years where they make incremental moves. The agreement that was signed between the Syrian president and the Lebanese president in Damascus today, it called for the Syrian troops to move from this area around Beirut from the north of Lebanon towards the eastern Bekaa Valley by March 31st, but it did not then give any timetable for the next step, which everybody is demanding for in the international community and among the Lebanese opposition here, which is a full and complete withdrawal. There was also no mention of intelligence agents leaving, and that is something that the Lebanese opposition really wants.
Ivan, how prepared is the Lebanese opposition for even the prospect of the withdrawal of these Syrian troops? That is, the Hezbollah group in Lebanon, which I think is the predominant political party there, came out today and said that it supports the Syrians.
Right. Hezbollah is the biggest Shiite political party. It is the only party that still has an armed militia, and its leader gave a press conference yesterday in which he said, you know, we can't be insulting the Syrians the way the Lebanese opposition is. We must support them. They are allies who have helped preserve Lebanese stability. And he's called for a major protest tomorrow, which is likely to compete with the flag-waving protests we've seen for the past 2 weeks here in the center of Beirut since the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut following this story this week. Ivan, we'll hear from you again, I'm sure. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.